In front of you, one of the cenotaphs of the shipwrecked alley, also called the Marine Cemetery. These tombs without bodies, the most ancient dating from 1844, are cut into very humble stones from the clap by a quarryman from the village. They were erected in memory of the Grisang sailors who were lost in the world seas. It is the epitaph, the written part of the cenotaph, which will explain to you its history. You'll be able to read sometimes these three letters, PPL, Priez pour lui, pray for him. This invites you to meditate, and if you feel like it, do not hesitate to pray to the Virgin Mary, as it is done during the procession on Easter Monday, in honor of the lost sailors. You can also bring some flowers. Some of the cenotaphs are painted in black and white, colors which in the maritime signaling system meant danger, but also mourning. Colors worn by the widows of these sailors, too, soon lost. These courageous men do not all have their name engraved on the stone of the shipwrecked alley, but they never have been forgotten by the village, which at every disaster shared the pain of so many families in mourning.